From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, April 30th. Coming up, we'll learn more about 15 migrant couples getting married in Chicago during a non-traditional wedding ceremony. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A protester arrested at pro-Palestinian demonstrations at the University of Illinois was released Monday after about 60 hours in the Champaign County Jail. Chris Selly is being charged with mob action and two counts of aggravated battery against a police officer for alleged actions during Friday's demonstration near the alma mater statue. Papers provided to Selly from Illinois' Sixth Circuit Court say the defendant grabbed campus police assistant Chief Barbara Robbins, quote, by her wrist, and held her while she was trying to retreat from a crowd. Selly says he's terrified by the charges against him.
I had my hands in the air. I don't hurt insects. In 37 years, I've never laid my hands on another human being. And I did not choose that opportunity to do it for the first time that afternoon.
The mob action charge could mean a 3-year prison sentence. The aggravated assault charge could result in a 7-year prison sentence and a fine of up to $25,000. The sentences would be concurrent, so he would face a maximum of 7 years in prison, public defender Katie Jeffrey says. Selly was released under the supervision of the Office of Statewide Pretrial Services. Jeffrey says he is not allowed to be on university property. His next pretrial hearing is set for June. Passover continues through today. Some Jewish students at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus are commemorating the Festival of Freedom while camping out for Palestine. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Tonight we dip food in salt water not once, but twice. This is meant to represent the tears of the enslaved, then and now.
2 dozen pro-Palestinian protesters dip herbs in salt water for Seder. It's almost sunset and they are camping out on the U of I main quad to demand the university divest from weapons manufacturers. Emily Glenn is part of LGBT Jew within Illini Hillel. She says the protests are welcoming of Jewish students.
I found this student group more welcoming because they are not hiding from the issues that are happening. They're facing the atrocities and discussing it and praying for healing.
Roughly a dozen counter-protesters with Israeli flags have visited the demonstrations in recent days. They say the protests make them feel ostracized. I'm Emily Hayes.
The Illinois Department of Corrections is proposing moving the Logan Women's Prison onto the same site as the Stateville Men's Prison. The agency plans on tearing down and rebuilding both facilities due to decades of, quote, deferred repairs on crumbling infrastructure. The Logan Prison is located in central Illinois, while Stateville is near Joliet. Deanne Benknows with the Women's Justice Institute says a large number of women in Logan were from the Chicagoland area.
By moving it to this land in Will County, you are going to be ideally helping to move some families closer together.
The agency is also proposing transferring Logan staff to facilities in nearby towns like Decatur and Lincoln. Still to come, we'll learn more about 15 migrant couples getting married in Chicago during a non-traditional wedding ceremony. That story is next on 217 Today.
Based on real-life events, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office from Masterpiece is a shocking story of ordinary people locked in a battle against a powerful government-owned corporation. For more than a decade, the government blamed British post office managers for missing funds, which ruined lives and reputations. But workers uncovered glitches in the post office's own computer system, which it had denied for years. Friends of WILL can binge all 4 episodes of the series now with Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. One of Chicago's Park Community Churches in the Uptown neighborhood has been a lifeline for migrants and asylum seekers. As families seek to live a normal life, couples want to get married. But getting married in Venezuela is expensive and cumbersome with paperwork. So the church held a wedding for 15 couples last week. And Adriana Cardona Magigad attended and has this audio postcard.
In a church classroom, anxious brides put on wedding dresses. They do each other's makeup and fix their veils and tiaras. Yamilet Parra is staying at a migrant shelter on the north side with her partner Herbert Guillen and their 2 kids. They've been together for 15 years. Parra is excited about the wedding. She loves her dress.
Bueno, el vestido pues no los consiguieron. Un vestido prestado, pero un vestido bonito, justo al cuerpo.
She says, although the dress was borrowed, I found the right one. It's tight to the body, the sleeves fall on both sides, it accentuates the waist, and it has a mermaid style. It's beautiful, she says, with spangles.
De lentejuelas.
Parra quickly turns around to help another bride zip up her dress. The women getting ready to say their vows are mostly from Venezuela. Many have children who run around in excitement. They travel through several countries and dangerous places, including the Darien jungle, a journey they'll never forget. Cruzelis Rodriguez says one of the scariest times was jumping off a cargo train as her family tried to reach the U.S.-Mexico border. They took the wrong train, and her kids had to jump before her. She almost lost them. Her partner Luis Rodriguez says he felt like giving up during their journey.
Hubieron momentos en los que empecé a tirar la toalla. De verdad, sí sentí mucha frustración.
They slept on the streets of Guatemala, Costa Rica, and Mexico.
Guatemala. Costa Rica.
Getting married has legal, health, and immigration benefits. But marriage also solidifies their relationship in the church, something the couple has long wanted to do for their family.
Estoy super agradecido, tanto con Chicago como
Luis Rodriguez tears up as he thanks God and also people in Chicago for all the help, and for the family that he now has.
Por esta familia que me regaló.
With the help of the church, the couples planned this wedding with a budget of about $2,500. Couples chipped in about $150 each. An asylum seeker catered the food, chicken with rice, pasta, and salad. The table centerpieces were recycled from other events. The cakes came from the grocery store but were redecorated with roses. The theme colors are gold, white, and black. Each bride carried a bouquet. The dresses, suits, and other accessories for the women, men, and the kids are mostly donated. The big moment eventually arrives in the main worship auditorium. 15 grooms stand in the front. Each bride is called one by one. They walk toward the front with their children. More than 150 people are there to witness this moment. Pastor Ed Kral guides each couple through their wedding vows. The couples then light a candle that symbolizes their union. Pastor Kral asks the couples to look each other in the eyes.
Por favor, ve uno al otro.
And then,
tengo el gozo.
Pronounces the 15 couples.
Y el privilegio de declararles maridos y mujeres.
Husband and wife.
Que se besen.
And they kiss. Adriana Cardona Magigat, WBEC News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today considered by May Antar, Emily Hayes, and Adriana Cardona Magigad. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.